Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Buzz, how's it going?
Oh man, it's going so good. I've got so much energy, I'm practically vibrating in my skin.
Well, I decided to switch it up, and usually I have the brew. But today I decided to have the buzz. Did you have the brew instead of the buzz? Did we switch?
that explains the power. What do you put in this drink? Oh my god.
Like, which one of us is really the buzz and which one is the brew?
I see colors.
Because, like, coffee is brewed, but it makes you buzz like a bee, like, in fast and stuff. But,
I hear flavors.
Like, you also brew coffee and you brew beer, and both of them give you buzz.
Oh,
so, who is the buzz and who's brew?
I think the important question is it infinity and beyond or no?
Because brew kind of rhymes with brew,
right?
With brew and buzz,
right? And buzz kind of rhymes with buzz, like buzz from Buzz and Brew. So the conundrum, the plot thickens. That's what she said.
Whatever happened to that show, Crypto the Super Dog? Like,
right.
if he was really a super dog, I'm glad he has morals.
Yeah.
Because he could totally just become like Alien Cujo, you know? But like, would they be able to do anything? Would our militaries be able to put him down? Or like, if it wasn't for him having a moral compass, would he just be flying around and eating people? Like, I want to see a Crypto the Super Dog where he goes and he just rips the faces off of crime instead of fighting them with Superman.
I heard that he's now owned by the cryptocurrency corporations. And they plan on making Crypto Dog as their new cryptocurrency for like fifth generation blockchain or some really random, crazy, stupid shit. I got so much energy.
Well, I mean, like, and also, what is the deal with Wonder Woman? Like, they are from the Amazon, and so they named the metal that's the most powerful metal in the world Amazonium or whatever it's called. Like,
really?
That's
really?
Avatar Unobtainium bad.
Dude, like, yeah, I mean, everybody knows that you can just order that in bulk from Amazon.
Like, I just want to see the Justice League, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, Batman.
Like, eating bloomin' onions from Outback Steakhouse.
Batman.
Like, how, like, we know the science of food
Batman.
And stuff like that. But how does the food affect Kal-El? Like, I know he gets his stuff from the sun, but do you ever think that him and Lois Lane go to Outback Steakhouse for dates? And like, is our food powerful enough to take down the top superheroes in the world?
Oh my god, yes, just imagine, you know, Superman has all the super breath and stuff, right? So what's gonna happen? What happens to a normal person when they eat a blooming onion and they have like super mega ultra super deadly farts? Like, what would Superman's fart smell like? Could it like blow down a building?
Like,
I have questions.
What about really greasy stuff? What about the Flash? He's person, he's superhero,
right.
But he's from here. And, like, does his metabolism, like, when he
super
was a teenager, did he
super
just get
fast.
His acne really, really fast?
Oh.
And then it went away and healed?
What?
Does he have healing powers like Wolverine from metabolism? Like, how does all that work?
Oh, my God, no. So the Flash was a result of a science experiment gone wrong. Everybody knows that. Oh, my God. And, like, that happened after the puberty effect. And, yeah, I'm like, yeah, he's got, like, a super hyper-fast metabolism. And it's, like, helps him heal really fast. But he's not, like, a mutant like Wolverine or whatever. I mean, Flash technically isn't even really, like, a superhero if you think about it. Because his powers
were
created.
Man.
So am
like,
I.
Like, I wonder if the way that Lex Luthor could bring down the superheroes.
He's a hero.
Is with GMOs. Batman. Like, I think the GMOs could be the thing that destroys all of the Justice League if we just fed them enough cheese fries.
What if we made the JMOs, like the Justice League Modified Organisms, or the JLMOs? That sounds like Jennifer Lopez's pet dog brand or something. But yeah, if we had like French fries of justice, it would defeat evil everybody.
What about Aquaman? What about Aquaman's diet?
Yeah,
like, he's king of the sea, and he talks to all the fishies.
He's a chicken?
But also, he's the apex predator of the sea. And apex predators of the sea eat the fishies. And so, does he eat, like, fishies? Is he, like, a sashimi kind of guy?
He's a sushi.
Or are those his friends? And does he eat kelp? Is he, like, the ocean vegan and gets all of his energy from kelps? Or does he eat sashimi fishies? Or does he like to eat bloomin' onions too?
I think he's a cannibal, and he's actually down there, he's eating all the fish people, and that's why his muscles are so big, and that's why they got, like, Jason Mimosa? Is it Mimosa? I think it's Mimosa to play him, because he eats people too, he's a cannibal.
Maybe I just had too much buzz, and now I want bloomin' onions.
I don't know.
It really makes you think, Batman. You know, what are bloomin' onions the best thing that ever happened, or are bloomin' onions the key to destroying the Justice League? What are your thoughts?
I think it depends on how many bloomin' onions we feed to Superman, and then maybe we shake him up really good, like he's a bottle of soda, and then we put him into the Hall of Justice, and we seal all the doors with, like, I don't know, kryptonite locks or something, so that nobody can get in or out, and then we, like, punch him in the gut really hard with, like, a super robot, and then Superman farts and everybody dies.
Speaking of buzzes and brews, about alcohols? Because it inebriates us, but it's also, like, a toxin for our body.
Yeah.
And so our body can, like, digest that toxin and turn it into mild inebriations. But, like, what do those toxins, like, affect Kal-El and Green Lantern and aliens in, like, different ways?
God.
Like, if they had a whiskey on the rocks, would they die? Or is, like, Green Lantern's willpower the will to not be an alcoholic?
Oh, my God. First and foremost, Green Lantern is a human. Jesus Christ, learn your stories, man. Oh, my God. Learn your history and your backstory. And Kal-El has a hypermetabolism just like the Flash, so it's actually one of the reasons why it's really impossible for those guys to get drunk unless something has happened and has inhibited their powers, and then they can get totally wasted.
Well, which member of the Lantern Corps do you think would be most likely to be an alcoholic?
I don't know, that big brain talky guy. Like, I'm a super brain and I'm super smart, blah, 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 blah. I bet you could soak him in a jar of vanilla extract and he would taste good.
That's true. That's true. I agree with everything you just said.
I know you do.
You know what?
Yeah.
You're a smart guy.
Thank you.
This is why we're buddies.
Yeah.
You're That's right. You're dope.
That's right.
You do dope stuffs and things.
I'm not dope. I'm not a drug. Thank you very much. What I am is I'm a very smart and important person who knows a lot about comic books, probably more than any human ever should.
Yeah, I think I'll stick to my brew or my buzz.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
My buzz brew buzz. My buzz bee buzz. Buzz.
I can't handle it. The energy is too much. I'm gonna go. Nope, I just went Superman Bloomin' Onion. Call FEMA. I need emergency services. I'm dying.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.